Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
A narrative.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
You remain standing for me, I'll be very appreciative. Proverbs chapter 29, starting at verse number 18. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're there, say amen. We're going to start first reading from the King James Version, and then we'll read from at least two other versions the same verse of Scripture. The King James says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Let's read that together, verse 18. "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." From the NIV, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." If you have the NIV, would you read that, please? "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." And then finally, the Amplified Version says, "Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he." You may be seated. I want to ask the question this morning, what is your vision? I don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to take me this morning. I just know I have the message. And I typically like to start off the year with a good vision message. Amen. How many of all of us need a vision? Amen. Something to shoot towards. Amen. Some type of goal, something to look forward to. Amen. We need vision. And I like how the King James says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." That almost seems extreme. But I want you to know that the perishing does not take place overnight. It's little by little. One of the key things to hell, Minister Wells, is I understand that in hell there is no hope of escape. And because there's no hope, you're actually living in death every day. Anytime you take hope from a person, they'll do all kinds of things. That's why many times we see when people in rough situations or they've been through things, and you might see somebody on the street and say, "How did they get there? They need to clean themselves up. They need to do A, B, and C." But we don't know the point in which they lost hope. We might look at the lesbian or the homosexual and say, "They know better than that. How did they get like that?" Well, we don't know what happened to them that caused them to lose their hope. Because where there is no vision, vision is a picture of hope. It ends in death. It's our job as believers, number one, to make sure that we have hope every day. How many know as long as you got Jesus, you got hope? As long as you have Jesus, you have vision. Every day is fresh and new because you got the God of the universe on the inside of you. Friend, you have vision. As long as I got him with me, I can do whatever I need to do in the earth. Tell your neighbor, I got hope. And if I got hope, friend, then I have vision. Vision is a picture of hope. It's something you're pressing towards. I got hope to complete the vision God has given me. Nobody really starts off with a negative vision. How many know you could start off saying, this is what I want, but then things begin to happen and it paints the portrait differently. So you move from a positive vision to a negative vision to a negative person to death. But ladies and gentlemen, as long as we have Jesus, we never have a need to be sad, to be hopeless, or to be visionless. Tell somebody, I am happy. They used to make a statement that say, I'm happy in Jesus. I want you to know that's a true statement. When you get the full revelation of what it means to be happy in Jesus, what you're saying is because I'm in him, I can't help but be. Because when I got Jesus, I got comfort. When I have Jesus, I have hope. When I have Jesus, I have provision. When I have Jesus, I have love. Jesus is the provision and the vision. He's the hope that drives me forward, and he's the giver of what I need to fulfill the vision of hope. My question to you this morning is, what is your vision? So I'm asking you this morning, do you have hope? Because once a person loses hope, there goes the vision. Do you have hope this morning? Do you still have a will to get out of bed? Do you have a purpose to live? Let me answer that for you. Yes. Because everybody in here, at least 99% of you have been born again. So I don't care what the world is saying, what situations are saying, what people are saying, what Satan is saying, what it looks like. My friend, you have hope. You got something to stand on. Just as sure as I'm standing on this platform, I have the ability to go higher because I'm standing. See, Jesus is the sure foundation. He's the cornerstone to the building. He's what you can stand on. Once you have Jesus, now you can stand and say, from this solid point, I can begin to pursue vision. See, a lot of people's vision in the world is built on what they call sinking sand. The two men that build their house, one built it on a rock, which was Christ. One built it on sand, which is shifting. Listen, I don't care how big of a company you build or how much money an individual have or what success they're trying to be, from a LeBron James to a Donald Trump. It don't matter. If you don't have the solid foundation of Jesus, that thing is going to crumble. But if you have Jesus, now you can build. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to build. I'm going to build. I'm going to build. No, no. Look at him and say, neighbor, I'm going to build this year. Look at him and say, neighbor, you just watch and see. I'm going to build this year because I'm standing on a solid foundation. If your foundation is shaking, all I'm doing is speaking words to you this morning. But if you're solid in Jesus and you're saying, I'm saved, I'm going to walk with him, I'm going to stay with him, I'm going to let him train me and teach me and disciple me, then you better know that you're headed towards vision. Without Jesus, all I'm talking to you about is words. I had a conversation with my wife this morning. I said, there's certain things that are just natural for me to preach on. It would be easy to just go be a motivational speaker. But I don't have the drive for that. To me, it seems empty, at least at this season in my life. I'm not saying that'll never be the case. But at this season, motivational speaking don't have the power that preaching on the anointing has. Because vision, time management, leadership development, customer service, these are motivational speaker topics, and they were naturally given to me. But to preach that without Jesus is an empty message. It's like a doctor making a diagnosis, treating symptoms without taking care of the root of the problem. So vision is the subject. But do you have the foundation? Are you solid in Jesus? Tell somebody, I am solid. I am solid. I am solid. Tell them again, say, I'm solid today. I'm solid today in Jesus. Jesus made profound statements this other day. He would say things like, anybody who puts their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom. We forget about them statements. Jesus made statements like this. Lord, I'll follow you, but first let me go bury my loved one. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Watch this. But you follow me. That's a strong statement. That's when you're standing on a sure foundation. Now you can build and go towards your vision because you know you're going to stay with the Lord. It's Jesus. There was one statement that I heard that I didn't agree with. Let me tell you something. The world does want Jesus. Don't fool yourself. The world wants Jesus. They just don't know that's what they want. Because everybody's looking for joy. Everybody's looking for a good time. What you think was going on New Year's? Times Square, what they do? Bust the ball. Yay! Drink it up. Get loose. Get funky. Huh? The world looking for a good time, but they don't know it's found in the Christ child. They don't know it's found in Jesus. When you got Jesus, baby, you got a ball at Times Square every day. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You got a 40 ounce every day, but until you tap into this new wine, you won't know what y'all is. See, Satan is a deceiver. That's his job. Oh, you can eat from that tree. Go ahead and eat. Eve, what? Eve from that tree. Come on. God didn't say that. He even tried to tempt Jesus, mother. Go and throw yourself from the pinnacle. Turn them stones into bread. The audacity to tempt Jesus. He got to be a master deceiver if he's going to try to tempt. And he knew that was Jesus. So how are we being deceived by Satan today? Look at neighbor and say, don't let him deceive you. Don't let him deceive. Don't let him deceive. Don't let him deceive. Don't let him deceive you. Jesus is the foundation. He said, anybody else comes in any other way is a thief and a robber. I'm the door to the sheep. I'm the shepherd. I'm the gate. See? We got to come in through Jesus. And from Jesus, now I build my vision. How many got a little vision today? You got some kind of vision, 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 vision. It's good to have vision. How many thought about what they was going to wear this morning, last night? If you didn't, that's okay. But last night you thought about it. Raise your hand, you thought about it. Can I tell you something this morning? That's vision. That's vision. If you just thought about what you was going to wear this morning, last night, you had a vision of the clothing you were going to put on. Because some people say, I don't have. No, you got some. You just didn't know you had it. So my goal under the anointing is to take you from seeing little vision to a little bit more vision and ultimately a life vision. See? So if you have vision enough, how many got a vision of what they're going to eat today? I know I'm in the right house.